The following you are about to hear may seem strange and bizarre, but it is our intention to bring you only documented truth. So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret orders of the Illuminati. The conspirators whereupon conceived the plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy with an unremitting public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations. Have failed to grasp the staggering realities of this conspiracy within a conspiracy. The revolutionary attempt to overthrow all governments and all religions in order to enslave the whole human race under a super one-world government ruled by satanic despotism. Lone voices have been raised to alert the world to the imminent dangers from the satanic conspiracy of the forces of darkness.
This voice is added to the millions around the world who seek the truth and who speak the truth. This is the Iconoclast Report with Carolyn Harris. Prepare to have your paradigm shattered. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Iconoclast Report. I am, of course, your host, Carolyn Harris, and this is the April 11th edition. Today, we are going to talk about Easter, the Jews, and history. As always, we pick one subject and we go into it deeply. We talk about the history of it, how it developed, how it affects you now, and sometimes we talk about solutions. I also have my own website. It's called The Library. And usually all of the documents that I reference on this show are located in the library. Unfortunately, one of the books that I'm going to reference, it's very large, and before I left to go away for the weekend, it did not upload, so I will have to do that when I get back. But stay tuned. This is going to be a very interesting show. A lot of it you've already heard. I'm sure that there's a lot that you haven't heard. So we are going to talk about basically the Easter story. Most people do know the Easter story. We're going to talk about what Passover actually is, what it came from, and what it means. And we're going to talk about some other aspects of history that you have probably never heard of before. And then we're going to talk about some genetic things that may blow your mind. Some of you may know it, some of you may not. But as always, it's going to be enlightening, interesting, and challenging. So I'm going to warn you in advance that if some of the things that you hear make you react in a very strong emotional way, please keep in mind that we all are programmed to a certain degree. You know, we were taught things by the indoctrination centers known as public schools. We were taught things by our families who, you know, in their best of intentions did tell us things that they were taught but that are incorrect. And we're also taught things by organized religions that are not correct. But it's really important to investigate for ourselves to find out what is correct and what isn't. And that takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of time. And that's why I created the library. It's for you, so that it will take you less time to do research. The library is set up, well, just like a regular library with a bunch of different subject categories and then subcategories and documents in each of those, and they are almost all portable document format PDFs that open with Adobe Acrobat or a similar program, which are free, and you don't need to sign up, you don't need to do anything, just go and download your heart's content. So stay tuned, we're going to get into it just on the other side of a short break.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
I wrote 30 years ago a fable that Brave New World, which is essentially the account of a society making use of all the devices at their time available, and some of the devices which I imagine to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, to standardize the population, to iron out the inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about Easter, the Jews, and history. So first, we're just going to go over the basic Easter story. Most of us know it, but I have something to point out that I don't think people have really considered before. So we all know that, Jesus, okay, everybody knows. Everybody's heard that name, but most people are not aware that that is actually not his name. His name was Yeshua. They did not have a J back then. There was no J. And there's a whole reason why his name has been changed, but here's the gist of it. Okay, Yeshua entered Jerusalem, which would have been Jerusalem, for the Passover, and of course he was seated on a donkey. They celebrated the Passover Seder with his disciples, and we'll talk about what the Passover Seder is a little bit later. And of course that night he was betrayed by one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot. He was taken by the Roman soldiers and the temple guards when he and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. He was put on trial by the Sanhedrin, which of course would be Pharisees and the Sadducees. That was kind of their little religious court. Well, the Sanhedrin wanted him killed, but they did not have the legal authority to execute anyone. Only the Roman prelate had the authority to order the execution and actually make it happen. So he was bounced back and forth a bit between Herod, who was a prelate, and Pilate. And he ended up with Pontius Pilate, who really couldn't find him guilty of anything because, you know, he didn't really care if he had violated the Jewish law, customs, or traditions. That really wasn't his problem. Well, the Sanhedrin, of course, were infuriated. So they had to figure out something that they could say that he did that was against Roman law so that the Pilate would care. So they said, aha, he said he was king of the Jews, which was a crime against Caesar, because, of course, you know, and it's actually pronounced Caesar, because Caesar was the emperor, and, you know, there couldn't be anybody above him, so that led to his punishment and his eventual execution. He was, of course, beaten and flogged with a cat of nine tails, which is a really, really gnarly whip that has you know, nine tentacles that come off of it, little pieces of glass or ceramic that are attached to them. So when you get whipped with that, boy, it rips your skin up. So it's, you know, pretty brutal. But that didn't satisfy the Sanhedrin. They actually wanted him dead, and they wanted to use him as an example. So Pilate, since he couldn't really find him guilty of anything else, and he realized that, you know, it was just kind of this revenge thing, he put them out in him and out in front of the people, and for them to decide whether they wanted Yeshua or Barabbas to be freed. Now, you may or may not know it, but Barabbas was actually a murderer. He had rebelled physically and violently against the Roman soldiers, and he killed them, and that's why he was due to be executed. And that is the kind of Jews that, the kind of Messiah that most of the Jews were looking for at that time. They were not looking for a peaceful Messiah. They were looking for a military ruler to free them from the yoke of the Romans. Well, there were a large number of people in that crowd who did want Yeshua released, and they were calling out his name, but the priests of the Sanhedrin had their people out throughout the crowd, and they screamed for Barabbas. So, of course, Barabbas was set free. Now, this is what I wanted to point out. There is a huge dichotomy and just a wee bit of cognitive dissonance between the story that we're told and something I'm going to point out here. So we're all told that the Sanhedrin, and again, that's Pharisees and the Sadducees, were scared that Yeshua would lead an uprising against the Romans, and therefore all the Jews would be punished, because that actually had happened before. But they were not concerned about having Barabbas released. They, in fact, wanted Barabbas released, but he is the one who did violently oppose the Romans and even killed the Roman soldiers. So, something's rotten in Denmark here. So the real reason the Sanhedrin wanted Yeshua killed is because he represented a huge threat to their power base. He told all of his followers and everyone who would listen that, look, you don't need priests to get to God, who's Yahweh. The kingdom of heaven is within you. He told the people, don't be like the priests. Listen to, you know, what they have to say, but don't be like them, because they are hypocrites and liars. And he even called them a den of vipers. And we know Josh Reeves on his show, The Global Reality, has talked about this many times. Some other hosts and other authors and stuff have talked about, snake people, snake gods, and things like that. So I just find that very interesting. He called them and said they were like their father, the devil. They were the synagogue of Satan. So that is very interesting. Somebody in the chat room asked about the Babylonian Talmud. Well, the Babylonian Talmud is based on the oral traditions that when the wealthy Hebrew people were taken into captivity in Babylon, they basically went over to lots of this pagan traditions that the Babylonians had, and they brought all of that back with them as the oral tradition. And it was passed down orally from generation of priests to generation, and then they finally wrote it down. And yes, it is some sick, sick stuff. But that's not the point of the show today. So, you know, there is the real reason why they wanted him killed, because, you know, nobody likes having their power base threatened, and they wanted to make an example of him and to, you know, all of his followers and to everyone else. And so he was tortured, you know, had his beard plucked out of his face, you know, they mocked him, put a purple robe on him, and pretended to bow to the king of the Hebrews, and put a crown of thorns on his head. And if anybody's ever out there had a even a minor cut on your head, you know that it bleeds profusely, even the smallest cut. So there was you know, crown of thorns. These thorns were over 2 inches in length, and so, man, that really had hurt. He had to carry his cross, which is a misnomer, and we can get into that a different name, day to a place called Golgotha, which means a place of the skulls, and he was executed. So his disciples, though, were absolutely terrified that they were going to be next, so they hid in the upper room where they had their Passover Seder behind a locked door. Now, the door was locked on the inside, you know, just like your house. Well, on Sunday, which, of course, is the day after the Sabbath, and many people do not realize that Saturday is actually the Sabbath. Sunday is was instituted by Constantine for the venerable day of the unconquered sun, S-U-N, sun, because Constantine was not a Christian. No matter what we have been told, he was a sun worshiper. So on Sunday, the day after the Sabbath, Mary, you know, the mother of Yeshua, and Miriam went to dress the body with the traditional fragrant burial oils, but of course they saw he wasn't there. An angel said he'd risen himself up, and they ran back to all the other disciples, who of course did not believe them. And Thomas, one of the disciples, Thomas, you know, doubting Thomas, said he would only believe it if he personally saw and could touch the wounds with his own hands. So enter Yeshua physically through the door, and again, the door is locked from the inside, and he gave Thomas that opportunity. And they all freaked out because they thought he must be a ghost. I mean, they just watched him kind of materialize through the door. And then he asked for some food. Well, gee, ghosts don't eat, do they? Not that I know of, but on the other side.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Too many things, Lord, and one more time, and this bitch, right, you're a damn big fighter, damn it, son. farm radio show.
Now they're bleaching bread to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here. Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're talking about Easter, the Jews, and history. Well, I mentioned in the last segment, in the beginning, that we were going to talk about the Passover and the Passover Seder. All of us who had grown up in Christian churches, we have heard the story, but you know, it doesn't hurt to go over it again and kind of mention some of the things the little details that have been left out. Most people are not aware of the actual whole story. So, you know, the Hebrews had been taken into captivity in Egypt, and they became so numerous over the years. They were there for quite a while, and they became even more numerous than the Egyptians. And that was a little bit of a threat to the Egyptians. It was a very wealthy and militarily powerful country, but you know, having more slaves than you do actual citizens, that can be a little intimidating. So Moses, of course, asked the Pharaoh to release this huge group of slaves. And of course he said no. I mean, who's going to do the work if all the slaves go bye-bye? Well, they certainly weren't going to. So then, just to make a long story short, a bunch of plagues happened. Lots of bad stuff. But the last chance for the Pharaoh to release this group of slaves, the last plague after he said no, heck no, absolutely not, the death of the firstborn of every household who did not smear the blood of a lamb on their door lintel, which, of course, the lintel is like the part of the frame around the outside of the door. Now, the instructions for all these Hebrew people were to purchase a lamb, a perfect one, and keep it with them in their house for an entire week as their pet. So, of course, all the little girls, all the little children, you know, isn't it cute? It's wonderful. Please, Daddy, don't kill it. Well, that's what they're supposed to do. So after they kept it for a week and they got to like it, and I mean, who doesn't like a cute little lamb unless it's eating your linens, and then, you know, it's not quite as cute. But then they were supposed to slaughter it and put some of its blood over the lintel of the entry door as a sign with a plant called hyssop. So that's what they were supposed to do. And, of course, you know, they ate the lamb. I mean, they didn't just kill it and throw it on out. But then they were told to eat unleavened bread with their shoes on and be ready to go with their loins girded, be fully dressed, shoes on, ready to go, which is completely kind of uncustomary. Now, as slaves, they were not allowed to sit down and eat. They had to stand up and eat. And, wow, I can't imagine that. That would kind of suck. Anyway, they had to do that. And so that was a little odd to keep their shoes on, but they did what they were supposed to do, and the next morning there was much weeping and mourning in Egypt, because firstborn of all the families who did not do that, they were dead, including the Pharaoh's child. So the Pharaoh was not only enraged, he was devastated. And he said, all right, look, you guys are expelled, just get the hell out of our country. But all these Hebrew people were told not to go until their neighbors gave them all their gold, all their silver, jewelry, and valuables, including livestock, you know, and all the good stuff. But actually, livestock wouldn't be helpful in the desert, but they took all their gold and silver and all that stuff. So, which the Egyptians willingly did. You know, they didn't want any more of their children to die. They didn't want the sun going dark. They didn't want any more of these plagues. So it was kind of extortion. I mean, honestly, we're not leaving until you give us all your goodies. Well, that's kind of extortion. Although someone else has told me, look, that was actually payment for all of those years of them being enslaved. Well, okay, maybe that too, but bottom line, it was extortion. Anyway, so they went out of Egypt with all this loot, and then, of course, the Pharaoh changed his mind, sent his army to go decimate them, you know, kind of revenge for having all these little kids die. So Then the people were trapped between the Red Army and, excuse me, the Army and the Red Sea, which, you know, there's a lot of controversy about where that was and, you know, all that stuff. And that's not really, really relevant here, just kind of relaying the story that we are all told. So then Moses took his staff and struck the ground, and the quote-unquote sea parted long enough for this huge group of former slaves to cross, and then it crashed back down on the Egyptian army, killing them all and allowing the slaves to escape. Well, they had to wander in the desert, and they were led by a pillar of smoke in the day and a pillar of fire at night, telling them where to camp. They had their food provided for them, manna every morning. It's this bread-like substance, which, you know, okay, whatever. And the week after they left is called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that is actually what is celebrated still, in addition to the Passover Seder with the lamb, their sweet stuff, and they have bitter herbs. And it's all to commemorate that occasion. And that is actually what is proscribed in the Christian scriptures. So what we are all told was the Last Supper between Yeshua and his disciples. They were celebrating the Passover Seder. And it is a very ritualized meal where they have different prayers at different times. You have specific foods that you're supposed to eat in kind of a certain way. And what's really neat about it is that there is actually foreshadowing. And I have some information about that. And that is, I just think it's really neat. There's one part of the Passover Seder where the oldest man, they are three pieces of matzah, and they take the middle one and they break it. And then they put it in a linen cloth and they hide it. And at sometime towards the end of the meal, all the little children in the home are supposed to go and look for it. And whoever finds it brings it back to the oldest man and redeems it for some kind of a gift. And so, you can figure that out for yourself. There's a little bit of a foreshadowing there. I just think that's pretty interesting. Okay, so now we're going to talk about actually, you know, Easter as we know it, as far as the actual celebration that people go through. You know, we have a lot of holidays and we have a lot of traditions that we do, and over time people tend to forget what they're doing or why they're doing it. It's just pretty much, well, that's what we do. You know, we put the green wreath on our front door at Christmas time with the red stuff on it, and because it looks pretty and we're used to it, and so it looks really naked and lonely and barren without it, so of course, yeah, you're going to put it up. Well, it's the same thing with Easter. And as usual, I do usually put the documents again on my website, which is the library, and you can get there by going to www.nwolibrary.com. Unfortunately, I was not able to do that today. The book I'm going to quote from, I can't find that online. You can buy it on Amazon for about $3.50 used, which is great, you know, paperback. Very, very interesting. And then another book, it was just too large, and I couldn't get that uploaded, so I have to split that into parts. But as far as the history of Easter, I'm going to quote from a book entitled Come Out of Her, My People, and that is written by a man named C.J. Coster. And he says, now, the word Easter in the book Acts 12, chapter 12, verse 4, the King James Version, he says, is a mistranslation of the Greek word Pascha. All other translations have subsequently rendered it correctly as Passover. The well-known Barnes Notes comments on this mistranslation and the single occurrence of the word Easter in the King James Version as followed. There was never a more absurd or unhappy translation than this. Well, from my research, I believe that Mr. Coster is incorrect about this. I have people in my family who believe he is correct. So we all need to do our own research and make our own decisions. But we'll talk a little bit more about why I think it's incorrect and what is correct on the other side. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The question of how and why the United Nations, at the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one-world dictatorship, is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control of all of our masterminds.
All right, welcome back, everybody. In the last segment, I mentioned that I think Mr. Koster is incorrect about this. Some people completely agree with him. Some people disagree. I disagree. The actual verse, Acts chapter 12, verse 4 in the King James Bible says, "And when he," referring to Herod, "had apprehended him," referring to Peter, "he put him in prison and delivered him 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people." So my opinion is this is not a mistranslation. It is referring to the Easter holiday fertility festival that was practiced by Herod and the other pagans at that time. Now, that festival was occurring during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or what they, other people called Passover. So, you know, and so the truth, I think, is that the word Easter is a correct word, and it's the only version that gets it right. So, it's very, you know, it is historically accurate to say that Passover always came before the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I mean, that's just not something that's up for debate. So I think by these people translating that as Passover, I think other people get it in error. But anyway, going on. Actually, I want to put this out here. I think that the reason that that's correct is because Peter was to be another blood sacrifice. Because why? Well, they always did their blood sacrifices during times dedicated to their gods or goddesses. I mean, hello, that's just the way they did it. But going back to Mr. Coster's book, Come Out of Her, My People, he was taking issue with the fact that the Easter, as we celebrate it now, he has issue with the fact that it is on the same day every year, which is a Sunday. He says, no one would ever think of keeping his own birthday every year on the same day of the week. If I was born on a Sunday, I would not think of keeping my birthday on a Sunday every year. I will keep it according to the day of the yearly calendar and not according to the day of the week. This is exactly what happened when Easter Sunday was instituted by Constantine's church. The Passover dispute between the Western Church and the more scripture-adhering believers of the Near East was finally settled by Constantine's Council of Nicaea in the year 325, where it was decided that Easter was to be kept on Sunday, on the same Sunday throughout the world, and that, quote, none should hereafter follow the blindness of the Jews. Prior to that, Polycarp, a disciple of the Apostle John, had learned from the Apostle himself that the 14th Abib, which is a different name for the month, was the scriptural day of the year, which had been legislated in the Old Testament to determine the onset of Passover, which Yeshua kept the night that he was betrayed. Polycarp, Polycrates, Apollinarius, and others contended for the correct calculation of the Passover memorial supper and the event following it, which, of course, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, to be reckoned as the beginning from the 14th of Abib, which is the Jewish month they call Nisan. Now, with Constantine taking the lead, the Council of Nicaea decided to reject the scriptural way of determining the correct date according to the yearly date in favor of Easter Sunday according to the day of a week. Constantine exhorted all bishops to embrace, quote, the practice which is observed at once in the city of Rome and in Africa, throughout Italy, and in Egypt. Another fragment records that Constantine urged all Christians to follow, quote, the custom of the ancient Church of Rome and Alexandria. The case for the yearly Easter Sunday was held in common with the case for the weekly Sunday. Origen, who was a historian, wrote, the resurrection of the Master is celebrated not only once a year, but constantly every 8 days. Eusebius also stated, quote, while the Jews faithful to Moses sacrificed the Passover lamb once a year, we men of the New Covenant celebrate our Passover every Sunday. Pope Innocent I wrote, we celebrate Sunday because of the venerable resurrection, not only Easter, but every Sunday. But where did this Easter Sunday originate? Any encyclopedia or dictionary, such as the Oxford English Dictionary, will supply the answer. Easter had a pre-Christian origin, namely the festival in honor of Estra, the Teutonic dawn goddess, also known as Eos, the Greek dawn goddess, as Usha or Ushas, the Hindu dawn goddess. This Estra was also known to be the spring goddess and the goddess of fertility. Thus, another form of sun worship, another variant in the form of a dawn deity, Estra, also called Estra, Estra, or Ostara, was adopted by or merged with Christianity. The same dawn goddess was also well known in the Greek classics, Homer and Hesiod, as Eos, the Roman Aurora, and the Assyrian Ishtar, goddess of the morning. In classical mythology, Eos was an armorer deity, and the idea of fertility with its fertility symbols of eggs and rabbits was to be expected. Any reference work will testify to the fact of the origin of Easter eggs and the Easter rabbit or bunny, because Easter was not only goddess of dawn, but also goddess of spring with all its fertility symbols and fertility rites. This word Eos or Estra or Ostara is related to the Sanskrit and Vedic Usra and Ushas, the Zendic Ushastara, and the Lithuanian Austra, and the old Teutonic Austron, and the male spring or dawn deity of the Norwegian Austri, of which we read in the Edda. Most likely, this Astra, dawn deity, fertility deity, is the same as Astarte, which is recorded in the Hebrew of the Old Testament as Astaroth and Ashtoreth, the latter being changed because of the deliberate Hebrew misvocalization. Now, some people know that Hebrew did not record vowels. It was just the consonants, and people knew how to pronounce things because the Masoretes put in vowel-pointing little symbols so everyone would know. Let us further examine the festival of this dawn or spring deity. Just like Astra, the dawn deity of the Germanic tribes, we find Eos, the dawn deity of the Greeks, who also married Tithonus, who was was constantly faithless to him, which accounts for the blush of dawn. She was known as the sister of Helios, the sun deity, and represented in sculpture with radiant sun rays around her head. That's not familiar, is it? What about all those religious pictures with the little crown of light around the disciples' heads? So similarly, and possibly the same origin of this Eos and Esther, we find Hindu mythology the goddess of dawn to be Usha's daughter of heaven. Other spring festivals were celebrated with the rites of Adonis or of Tammuz, well known as the youthful sun deity, which were held in summer in some places, but in spring in others, such as in Sicily and Syria. Our dead and risen Messiah was being assimilated to the pagan celebration of the dead and risen Adonis or Tammuz. This weeping for Tammuz is exactly what Yahweh included amongst his verdict of wicked abomination, as is in Ezekiel 8, chapter 9 and chapter 8, verse 9 and 14. Reverend Alexander Hislop comments on his fusion of the scriptural Passover memorial and the events following it in the New Testament and that of these pagan spring celebrations. Quote, to conciliate the pagans to nominal Christianity, Rome, pursuing its usual policy, took measures to get Christian and pagan festivals amalgamated. And by complicated but skillful adjustment of the calendar, it was found no difficult matter in general to get paganism and Christianity, now far sunk in idolatry, and this and as in so many other things, to shake hands. Well, there you go. That is the reason. Sir James Fraser similarly comments, when we reflect on how often the church has skillfully contrived to plant the seeds of the new faith on the old stock of paganism, we may surmise that the Easter celebration of the dead and risen Messiah was grafted upon a similar celebration of the dead and risen Adonis, or also Tammuz. Taken together, the coincidences of the Christian with the heathen festivals are too close and too numerous to be accidental. They mark the compromise with the church, and at the hour of its triumph was compelled to make with its vanquished yet still dangerous rivals. Adonis was also known as the Phrygian Attis. Attis was beloved by Sedela, the mother of the gods, the great Asiatic goddess of fertility, who had her chief home in Phrygia. Some held that Attis was her son. The worship of Attis and Sedela was adopted in 204 BC by the Romans, where the great spring festival in their honor became well known. This festival lasted from the 22nd to the 25th of March, the last day when the morning was turned to joy for the resurrection of the dead Attis. Attis was also identified with the sun. Surprise, surprise. All right, we will get into more history on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Decoding the New World Order, past, present, and future, Monday through Friday, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, The Global Reality with Josh Reeves.
There's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the spot in your brain, so they give your body to the bank in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock or the population for you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We were talking about the actual origins of the Easter celebration throughout history. So we were talking about Adonis being known as the Phrygian Attis or Attis. And he was, again, related or known as the sun god. Okay. The 25th of March was regarded as the vernal or spring equinox. We could see how easily pagan worshippers of many different pagan religions were reconciled with the messianic belief by means of assimilating a similar commemoration, but which had a different date according to the day of the year, not according to the day of the week. Sun day, Easter, sun day, year after year. Now, this was the decision taken by the Council of Nicaea. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the segment that I am reading from a book entitled Come Out of Her, My People by a gentleman named C.J. Coster. And again, you can get that through Amazon.com. It's about $3.50, and it's really worth it. It will pretty much shatter any illusions that you had about Christianity. Although it's not meant to shatter your faith, it's meant to explain a lot of the rituals and traditions that are common in Christianity, and kind of explained how they pretty much all came from very, very ancient practice of sun worship. So it's kind of mind-blowing. Sometimes you just have to read it a little bit at a time. But Mr. Coster says, furthermore, not only was the time of the scriptural feast supplanted by the pagan's day date, but also the rites of the pagan Easter took over, namely the fertility pagan symbols of Easter eggs and Easter rabbits or bunnies, and also the Easter buns, hot cross buns. The buns were known by the identical name Boon and were used in worship of the Queen of Heaven already 1,500 years before the Christian era. They were known amongst the Teutonic tribes as Osterstrafa and the moon shape Ostermane. The Mighty One, Yahweh, warns his people against this abomination, as he called it in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 10, and as is described in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 18. Even the round shape of them with the cross on top exactly represents the very ancient symbol of the sun, namely this cross with the circle around it. This was especially known to be the symbol of the Babylonian sun deity. The circled cross was also found later on a coin of Julius Caesar, better known as Julius Caesar, which is a very incorrect pronunciation, the year 100 to 44 before Common Era, and subsequently on coins struck by Caesar's heir, Augustus Caesar, and by Hadrian and other emperors. How then were these things ever permitted to enter in? In an attempt to justify this, the church, you know, and of course, talking about the early church, yep, we are talking about the Catholic Church. They were the organized one. Uses the term Christianization. The adoption of these pagan emblems of Easter eggs, Easter rabbits, Easter buns, are explained by the Catholic Encyclopedia, quote, a great many pagan customs celebrating the return of spring gravitated to Easter. The rabbit is a pagan symbol and has always been an emblem of fertility, end quote. This is in direct contrast to the word of Yahweh in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2, do not learn the way of the Gentiles, and in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 30, do not inquire after their mighty ones, saying, how did these nations serve their mighty ones? I will also do likewise, end quote. Israel was commanded to keep the worship pure and undefiled by destroying everything pertaining to pagan worship and even destroy the names of the pagan deities, and not even to mention the names of the other mighty ones, nor let it be heard from your mouth, as stated in Exodus 23, verse 13. Well, the whole subject of Easter, its Sunday emphasizing date, its pagans' emblems and rites, such as the Easter sunrise services, is crowned by the general admission that the word Easter is derived from the name of the goddess, the dawn goddess, the spring deity, the goddess of fertility. Let us rather commemorate our Savior's memorial Passover and subsequent events according to the scriptural calendar starting on the 14th Abib. Let us repent of and eliminate the pagan Easter festival. End quoting Mr. Koster. Well, obviously he comes from a very religious background. He has passed on, no longer alive, and I do really respect him for shattering so many illusions about, organized Christianity. I do have to admit that he is still stuck in a certain paradigm. So if, hope everyone out there listening can understand that this is where that particular gentleman was coming from, and that is his point of view. However, the information is really fascinating. Most people just do not realize or know the actual history of where the Easter festivals came from. Now, that leads us to the subject of the Jews, okay? We can't talk about the Passover, the religious story of Easter, and the resurrection and Passover without talking about the Jews. It kind of flows right in there, okay? Well, historically and scripturally, the Jews are the sons of Abraham, his progeny, right? His son Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. His son Isaac became Isaac's sons and became known as Saxons. Not too many people know that. The sons of Abraham migrated around, and I did have this great map that I was going to post into the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, but unfortunately, I did not get a chance to extract that from the book that I was trying to post that didn't work. If you would like to go and interact with all of the other people that are listening and myself on the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, all you have to do is go to www.oraclebroadcasting.com. There's a little button on the left that says chat room. Click that, accept the terms and conditions, and bam, you're there. And let me tell you, the conversation gets a little heated every time people talk about any religion or anything like that. So it's very interesting. Lots of wonderful people there. and you can join in also. Well, what I'm going to say about the, who are the Israelites? Where did they migrate to? This is going to be very controversial. It is going to upset some people. But I'm going to preface this by saying again, the things that we hear or we read that we react viscerally to are usually because they conflict with our programming. So please keep that in mind. It is not coming from some kind of a racial perspective, because really genetics and racial genetics are, honestly, they're completely moot, but it's very fascinating and it's very interesting. And we have to remember that most of what we have been taught is, it's just baloney, because we are being fed a bill of goods that is not true, and there is a reason. So, I'm going to be quoting from a book entitled Pandora's Box by Alex Christopher. And when I get back home, I am away for the weekend. When I get back home, I will try again to paste that book into the library so you can get it. Or I think you can even find it on scribd.com, and that's www.scribd.com. And that, of course, is free. Just look up Pandora's Box. Now, I'm bringing up the subject of the Jews because Yeshua was a Jew. The Passover was and is a Jewish commemoration of the feast of that they had right before they were basically kicked out of Egypt, and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread is too. But Yeshua said that anyone who believes becomes grafted onto the vine and becomes Israel. So racial genetics is actually completely moot, but really, this is so fascinating. And stuff that not many people know because, well, it's suppressed. I mean, Josh Reeves on his show talks about the priest class. Lee Rogers on his show talks about the priest class withholding information from us because if we don't know, then we are more easily led. So that is not what this network is all about. We want you to know so that you are not led. You do the leading. You look things up for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. Look it up for yourself. Research what even these authors are saying, because they have their own references. So I hope Cody doesn't really beat her head against a wall. And I'm sorry if you feel driven to that. Okay, but anyway... we're going to talk about who the real Israelites are on the other side. So please stay tuned.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
history will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
The nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that have always existed and presumably always will exist to get people actually to love their virtues. This seems to me the ultimate in malevolent revolution, shall we say.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, Carolyn Harris, on this Easter or Estra weekend, and I am talking about Easter, Passover history in the Jews, because they are all connected. So right before this break, I was kind of setting up everything the last hour to kind of explain where the actual festival of Easter came from and its background, you know, fertility and spring equinox and all that. That's pretty basic. But this hour, we're going to talk about who are the Jews. We all think we know because, well, we've all been told. But most of us realize that something is wrong. You know, we are not being told things that are correct. And as we get older and as we learn and we look around at things, we can see that, hey, wait a minute, that's not right. So this is one of those things that, well, is just not right. So again, I'm going to preface by saying this is not coming from some kind of a racist thing, you know, all the Jews are all the cause of the problems of the world. It's nothing like that. Could not be further from the truth. This is about history, and it, I think, is just absolutely fascinating, regardless of what your religion is or your lack of religion or what your belief is. It's still really interesting because I don't know about you, but I just have this incredible thirst for knowledge, and kind of like the sugar snap peas, it's kind of like crack to me. I can eat a whole bag of sugar snap peas, and, you know, I can learn a whole lot of stuff, but I still just want to keep learning. Now, this is a short segment, and so I'm not going to be able to get too much into it right now, but on the other side, I will. Now, we're going to be quoting from a book entitled Pandora's Box by Alex Christopher. And again, I'm sorry, it is not in my website, the library. I think it was just too large of a file to put up there at one time, but you can find it on scribd.com. That's www.scribd.com. Just punch in Pandora's Box. If you'd like to participate in the show, if you'd like to interact with other people, you can go to the Oracle Broadcasting Network's chat room, and you can go there by going to www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Click on the little button that says chat room, accept the terms and conditions, and there you are. And I know that this is a hard time for everybody right now, but we all here at this network do this because we care about you and we want to share the information that we've learned. But, you know, there are costs associated. There is a little chip-in banner on the Oracle Broadcasting Network's main page. And if you feel led to do so, you know, pitch in $5, $10, whatever you can afford, or, you know, maybe wait till next month. But we really appreciate it because we're not paid here. We are doing this as a pretty much a labor of love. So, after this short break, we're going to talk about who are the real Israelites. Now, we think we know, but we really don't. We're supposed to be living in an enlightened world, but in many ways we are. But when it comes to understanding who or where the 12 tribes of Israel are in the world today, we find only a limited amount of information, and much of it is conjecture. The following information, along with a migration map that I was going to paste up there for you, so I apologize, everybody. It will be very helpful in shedding some more light on understanding this very important and timely subject. And if you're like me, you kind of need to see the map and see all the arrows pointing everywhere. I don't know. I'm a visual person. So I think that map is really helpful. If you want to see it again, you can get this book off of scribd.com. And this is starting when I'm quoting from this book. It starts on page 5, so it's not really far into the book. all right. We'll be right back after this very short break. Please stay tuned. Explosive stuff coming up.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And I have noted, with increasing dismay, that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true, or seem in process of coming true, that a number of techniques about which I talk seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about history, Easter, and the Jews. I am quoting from a book entitled Pandora's Box by a man named Alex Christopher. And he is talking about who in the world the 12 tribes of Israel are. So he, continuing on, he says, we are endeavoring to show that the 12 tribes of Israel in the world today are none other than the peoples which comprise the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred peoples. Since they are scattered throughout the world, it is difficult to have an accurate estimate of how many Israelites, real Israelites, there are living at this time. But there are some who estimate that there are between 600 and 700 million. The promise which is stated in the scriptures made some 3,800 years ago to Abraham, Isaac, and Isaac's sons, the Saxons, as recorded in the book of Genesis, has come to pass. The promise was reiterated specifically to Jacob, who was given the name Israel. The first time that Abraham was told that his progeny would be a blessing to all nations of the world and would be a great host of people is found in the 12th chapter of Genesis. But for this study, we will consider chapter 22, where the Lord appears the second time to Abraham to repeat and confirm what we call today the Abrahamic covenant. Consider verses 15 through 18, which state, quote, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the world be, the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." End quote. For many centuries, the peoples which comprise the Anglo-Saxondom have practiced some kind of faith to God. They are found in every nation and people in the world, and they have also been a blessing in other ways to the have-not nations of the world. And I'm going to interject here, obviously, you know, have been not so nice to the have-not nations of the world also. We all know that. But I'm just reading from this book, and he is kind of setting his stage to make his point. So continuing on, for many centuries, the peoples which comprise Most Christians are aware that the Israelites were carried into captivity, but many know little about the details. A short synopsis of the story is found in 2 Kings chapter 18. There we read of this deportation of Israel, and a few years later, most of Judah. Now, just interjecting here, again, the kingdom of Israel was divided in two. You had the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. One was called Israel, and the other was called Judah. And approximately 730 B.C., Shalmaneser, which was the king of Assyria, invaded Israel, and we read in verses 11 and 12, quote, "And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel into Assyria, and put them in Halah and in Harbor by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant," end quote. In verse 13, it states that 7 years later, the Assyrian army came up against the remaining cities of Judah and took them. Only Jerusalem remained under King Hezekiah's control. Eventually, the city of Jerusalem was also destroyed as the people continued to struggle. In the year 586 B.C., Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came and besieged Jerusalem and took the inhabitants, approximately 22,000, into what we call the Babylonian captivity. This is a short history in a nutshell, so to speak, of Israel's deportation and subsequent captivity. However, the important thing that we need to remember is that when almost the entire population of all 12 tribes of Israel were taken captive by the armies of Assyria, they were placed in the area of the Caucasus Mountains to the north of their homeland. There they remained for approximately 100 years and became known as the Caucasians. Most of these people had fair skin, blonde or reddish blonde or light brown hair, and light blue or blue-green eyes. The name Caucasian has remained part of their identity ever since that time. Most people have no idea whatsoever of the connection between Caucasians and the Israelites of Bible history and prophecy. In fact, the great majority of peoples, someone is vehemently disagreeing in the chat room, and that is absolutely fine. Disagreement is good. In fact, the great majority of the peoples of Anglo-Saxondom today have little if any idea as to why they happen to be called Caucasians. When a person seeks employment, it is not unusual to find the question asked as to whether they are of Caucasian descent. Most people answer yes without thinking of the historical reason for that designation. Secular history records that the 12 tribes were never really lost, but had just taken on a different name. The map that I really wish I could have put into the chat room, but is in that book, shows the different routes taken by the Israelites when they left the area of the Caucasus Mountains and migrated over into Europe during the subsequent years. They were not known as the Israelites during this trek westward, but by the various names as shown on the map. Later, they settled in various parts of Europe, where they took on the names by which we know the countries today. Collectively, we call them the Western Christian nations. As the movement west continued, we find that representative numbers of the 12 tribes gathered here on this North American continent. The prophets Isaiah and Micah prophesied that in the last days a great and mighty nation would arise. It would be a prosperous nation and be called Jacob, i.e. Israel. And this great prosperous nation and its people would honor God. Today, millions of people from other cultures and races are seeking to migrate to America and Canada to have a share in our material prosperity. Well, obviously, this book was written a little while ago because, you know, the North American continent isn't quite so prosperous. It's still more prosperous than others, but not quite as much as it was when this was written. Okay, continuing on. The prophet Hosea prophesies about the future restoration of Israel, which has now been fulfilled for the most part in this particular author's point of view. He says, you need to realize that the Caucasian race, the people which comprise Anglo-Saxondom, are the real Israelites talked about in the Bible. We are the real Jewish race. The above information is one of the best kept secrets in our time. The people that are in control and are trying to take over the world do not want a certain part of the population of this country and many others to know that they are the chosen people, not the ones that are in old Israel trying to reestablish the home from there. The lost tribes or quote-unquote chosen people are found en masse in the United States and Europe. In the year 1992, in a little town above Bonner Ferry, Idaho, there was a family by the name of Weaver that was ripped apart and was used as an example. This family were members of a new group of people that call themselves the New Identity Movement. These people know that they are the true descendants of the seeds of Abraham, but the controlling, self-identified Jews have taken over our government, and they go nuts when their claimed position is threatened. What the nebulous they did was that they sent in federal troops to make an example of this family. The fact that the root of the whole fiasco was over religious belief was never on the news to my knowledge, my being the author. Randy Weaver and his family were very outspoken about their beliefs, and this was their downfall. We are going to get into more of this controversial subject on the other side, so please stay tuned.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry, storable, and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
I wrote 30 years ago a fable that brave new world, which is essentially the account of society, making use of all the devices at their time available, and some of the devices which I imagined to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, to standardize the population, to iron out inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about history in the Jews, and some of the things maybe people have heard before, but I'm sure some of it you haven't. Right before the break, I was talking about the Weaver family and how they were made an example of. Now, Randy Weaver lost his wife Vicky and a son in a show of power over the people. The Khazarian Jews that are controlling our government have plans and will stop at nothing to wipe out the true seeds of Abraham. Again, I am quoting from a book entitled Pandora's Box by Alex Christopher. Okay, he says they have been in our government for some time and now have written laws to protect themselves, and laws such as the emergency executive orders to force the chosen race, quote unquote, into concentration camps and kill them by whatever means they choose. It's planned for another holy war. They have been trying to wipe out the royal seed, the quote-unquote chosen ones, for a long time. The Khazar Jews, he says, are also behind the Illuminati and all of their dastardly plans to control the world, hand-in-hand with the Catholic Church, the great Scarlet Whore. So he asks in the next section, are most Jews descendants of Abraham or the Khazars? The greatest source of pride for Jews is their belief that they are the blood descendants of Abraham. Out of that conviction has come not only identity, but deep confirmation through the ages. The confirmation results from a deliberate restructuring of history. Modern scholars, however, have begun to question whether all who consider themselves Jews are in fact Jews at all. And someone in the chat room pointed out that the word Jew is not even a Hebrew word, and that is absolutely correct. It isn't. They were Hebrews. They were Israelites. They were of their particular tribes. Now, we call people who practice this particular religion Jews, and that actually stems from people being of the tribe of Judah. They were Judahites. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So back to the book, he says, there is mounting evidence that the great majority of Jews today, the Ashkenazim or Eastern European Jews, are not the offspring of Abraham, but descendants of the ancient Central European nation of Khazaria, converted to Judaism in 740 AD. Khazaria's conversion to Judaism is unquestioned. What remains in doubt is what became of the roughly 2 million Khazarians in the century following conversion. Did they dissolve into the nations of Central Europe, or did they remain relatively intact, migrating to such countries as Poland, Lithuania, and Russia, laying the foundation for the massive Jewish populations of Eastern Europe, the source of most Jews living in Russia and the United States today? To begin to unravel this question, we will look at the Khazars and the Encyclopedia Judaica, the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, the Jewish Encyclopedia, and the Encyclopedia Britannica. The 13th Tribe, that's the name of the book, the exhaustively researched study of the Khazars by the eminent modern Jewish writer Arthur Koestler, provides us not only with the vital background information, but conclusions about the final destiny of the Khazars, which the encyclopedias admit. Who were the Khazars? Where did they come from? The country of the Khazars, the people of Turkish stock, occupied a strategic key position at the vital gateway between the Black Sea and the Caspian, where the great eastern powers of the period confronted each other. It acted as a buffer protecting Byzantium against invasions by the barbarian tribesmen of the northern steppes, Bulgars, Magyars, Pechenegs, etc., and later the Vikings and Russians. Of even more importance from the point of view of Byzantine diplomacy and European history is the fact that the Khazar armies effectively blocked the Arab avalanche in its most devastating early stages and thus prevented the Muslim conquest of Eastern Europe. The Khazars, according to the Encyclopedia Judaica, may be descendants of Attila the Hun. Like other Turkish people, they manifested the strongest warlike traits, yet were often gifted with commercial and artistic genius. At the peak of their prosperity and power, they exacted tribute from no fewer than 30 countries of Central Europe over whom they held undisputed dominion. During the 8th century, Khazaria found itself embarrassed. The other nations surrounding it were adopting more advanced monotheistic religions of Byzantine Christianity or Islam, while Khazaria languished in the primitive superstitions of a nation of nomads and warriors. It was time for a new religion. In 740 AD, the Khagan summoned representatives of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism to his presence, each being provided with the opportunity to state its case. In the end, Judaism was accepted as Khazaria's new religion, probably because it carried no obligation for military alliances, as did Byzantine Christianity and Islam. Well, that makes a lot of sense. For over 400 years, well into the 13th century, Judaism thrived as the state religion of several million Khazars. The Khazars, whose most educated guess as to who might be their founding father would have been Attila the Hun, came to believe that they were the descendants not of the Golden Horde, but of Abraham. The Khazars studied Hebrew, venerated the Talmud and the Torah, and yearned for the coming of Messiah, and actually hoped to soon retake Jerusalem from the Muslims and return to, quote, the land of their forefathers. The Norsemen, or Rus, who were the forefathers of modern Russia, gradually gained the upper hand while Khazaria declined. The Rus made an alliance with Khazaria's traditional ally, Byzantium, and together in 1016 AD they treacherously invaded and conquered Khazaria, bringing to an end the autonomy of one of the most powerful and strategic nations in the ancient world. In the following century, the fabric of Khazarian life was further rent by invasions of the Cumans, a wild, barbaric horde from the steppes of Asia. Yet far worse was the full-scale invasion in 1245 of the terrible Mongol hordes led by Genghis Khan. Before the terror of Genghis Khan, not only the Khazars, but most inhabitants of Central Europe fled to the west. Yet Khazars, traditionally a nation of nomads, had been migrating west and northwest for centuries, even before the earlier invasions of the Rus. By the time of the Mongols, Khazar communities were well established in Hungary and the Ukraine, and the Balkans, southern Russia, and Slavic lands, and Lithuania, but most of all Poland. With the first awakenings of civilization in Poland, beginning with the founding, go the first Piast dynasty in 926 AD. The Khazars, because of their commercial background as artisans, middlemen, and traders, were especially welcome to settlers. It was not long before one Polish city contained five synagogues, while many towns had at least two. In fact, complaints began to come before city magistrates that Khazar synagogues, because of their height and opulence, were putting Christian edifices to shame. Legislation was demanded to limit them in size and number. Even as late as the 15th and 16th century, Khazars continued to arrive and prosper in Poland, making Poland the new Khazaria to roughly 500,000 displaced Khazars. It was well into the 17th century before the racial isolation of the Khazar communities in Poland, Lithuania, and Russia was significantly altered by contract with the authentic descendants of Abraham from the West. During the Muslim conquests and after the Jewish exodus from Babylon around the 11th century, most quote-unquote true Jews had settled in the land surrounding the Mediterranean, especially Spain. Only a relatively small number of such Jews inhabited northern Europe. Despite claims by Jewish historians that mass migrations of authentic Jews moved east into Khazar territories as a result of such calamities as the Crusades, Black Death, and the Inquisition, Koestler thoroughly documents the absence of any historic basis for such alleged movements concerning genuine Jewish populations in the German Rhineland before and after the First Crusade. Here we're coming up on a break. We will be right back after this, and we will keep going into it. Stay tuned.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We were talking about where the 12 tribes of Israel came from, where they are today, and I'm quoting from a book entitled Pandora's Box by Alex Christopher. And if you want to see the map, if you want to see what I am reading from, you can find it yourself at scribd.com. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com. Just plug in Pandora's Box and Alex Christopher and it'll come right up. Okay, so continuing on He says, ultimately, the first widespread contact between the Khazars and the Jews of the West occurred as a result of the anti-Semitic Chmelnicki massacres, C-H-M-E-L-N-I-C-K, it's a Polish word, no big surprise I can't pronounce it, Chmelnicki massacres in Poland of 1648 through 1649. A wave of Khazar migration began out of Poland to the west, a migration which continued almost three centuries until the Second World War. It is out of that migration midpoint in the 17th century that the principal Jewish settlements of Europe, the United States, and Israel have been formed. The purpose, from that book. Now, the purpose of giving you this information from this particular gentleman's point of view and quoting from his book and according to his research is to give us all something to think about, okay? Most of us know that, you know, a lot of the things that we're taught is just utter hogwash and it's just a bunch of BS. And we know there's something wrong. We know that there's like this horrible undercurrent. And, you know, a lot of us can't put our finger right on exactly what it is. We don't know what to call it. We don't know why it's happening. But we need to learn, okay? We need to share the knowledge that we have and to help each other, okay? But we need to also double-check and cross-check and all that kind of stuff. You know, I have a whole lot more information on this particular subject, but, of course, it's a two-hour show, and time just does not permit me to go into all of it on one show. And honestly, learning all this information was very painful for me. It was a really hard journey for me to shed my programming, to question and to go against all the things that I had been taught and the things I believed because I had been taught them. You know, the history that I was taught and the religiosity that I was taught. And it was hard, okay? But in my own personal quest for the truth and for information and knowledge, you know, based on actual truth, not just people spewing things, I really had to face it. Most of what I was taught was just hogwash. It was just baloney. And that made me realize, hey, you know, not only are we being misled, but somebody, I don't know who it was talking about that there are a bunch of dots. And, you know, each little thing that you learn is another dot. Okay, and so after a while, there start to be a whole lot of dots. And when you put it down, that piece of paper down, and you stand back and look at it, you start to notice that those dots are kind of forming a picture. And, of course, if you're like me, persistent and determined, then you are going to really want to know what that picture is. So that was me. And the goal of this show and saying all of these things, reading from these different authors, is not to cause strife or division. I do not think Jews control the world or are the source of all men's troubles. I don't think, you know, it's the Jews and the Catholics, you know. Although I have to say that they, in reality, according to all of my research, very high level of both of those groups do work together. And they play both sides against the middle, and but regular people, regular Catholics, regular Jews, they're not the source of all the world's problems. So I don't want anyone to take this as it's being presented in some kind of racial type of context at all. It's not. It really isn't. And honestly, I have to really investigate a lot more of what this guy says, and Mr. Alex Christopher. A lot of it does ring true to me. I need to do even more research, and I am going to be uploading more documents into the library so you can find it all very easily and quickly and do some more research on your own. But that's what this whole network is all about. We are here to basically pool our resources. You know, most people work 9 to 5, if not more than that, and that leaves little time to take care of the things in your life, much less doing in-depth research. So that's kind of what we're here for. I can't really speak for anybody else for this particular part, but I'm a geek. I'm a big geek. I'm a research geek. That's what I like to do. And, you know, so, hey, I'm happy to do this for you. And, again, I don't necessarily agree with all this stuff. There are other things that I agree and other people completely and vehemently disagree with. But I will say, and just to make this very clear also, you know, yes, religions, okay, organized religions are created by men to control other people. You know, men controlling men. It's happened since the beginning of time. You know, whatever it was that happened back then, I wasn't there, I don't know, but, ever since the beginning, all the way till now, and it will happen, men are always going and to try to control other men, and when I say men, I'm not being, you know, some kind of female chauvinistic. I mean just human beings. Human beings will always try, certain ones with different personalities will always try to have power over and depress other people. But I, would like, everyone this weekend to think about what you've heard today. And when you see everybody getting up for their sunrise Easter service, with their baskets, their eggs, and their little chocolate. Consider the oil. We can say, to add new things to the library each week. Tell me what you have to say. 512-904-8014 if you have unlimited long distance or weekend minutes. International, you can call 866-841-1065. Call me up and let me know what you think. What is your experience? What do you think about any of the things that were presented here today? Whether you agree, disagree, you want to tell me off, you know, please no bad language. But it's fine. Oh, somebody says I'm breaking up. Hopefully you can still hear me. Apparently the audio has gone. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to keep talking. Apparently I made them mad. I don't know. I'm going to keep talking. I think we're going to be going to a break in just a minute. Oh, now I've heard. I think we'll find out. Love live radio. So, please give me a call. I'll repeat those numbers again. It is, if you have long distance or 3 minutes on the weekend, call me up at 512-904-8014 or long distance 866-841-1065. And tell me what you think. What have you learned? Anything that conflicts? Anything that is the same? What is your point of view? So, you know, you can be part of the broadcast, you can direct the conversation, and we all want to hear from you. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking, which is fine. That's why we have radio. But thank you for listening and sharing your Saturday with me. I appreciate you inviting me into your homes, whether you are listening now live or you listen on the rebroadcast or on the archive. I appreciate you letting me into your home, and I appreciate you having an open mind and being willing to let your beliefs be challenged, because, again, I know that it is painful. It was very hard for me to go through this process to learn that, you know, especially the religiosity of everything is, a lot of it is incorrect, and we are being sold a bill of goods that is not for our own good. And honestly, it makes me infuriated that so many of the quote-unquote leaders of Christian churches are leading their flock astray. And I called in and talked to Josh on his show about what I found out about that, and that was interesting. So, we'll be right back. Call us up. Tell us what you have to say.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving.
leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Exploring the matrix of consciousness. If that's a better catch, you do. Sundays are going to be at 10 p.m.
Only an Oracle broadcast.
The question of how and why the United Nations, the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one world dictatorship, is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control of all of our mass communication.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the last segment of the Iconoclast Report, and I am your host, Carolyn Harris. We have talked about Easter, what the reason that the Christians celebrate, what they celebrate on Easter Sunday. We talked about what the Passover is and where that came about. We talked about the history of the actual celebration of Easter, the vernal equinox celebrations. We also talked about the history of who are the 12 tribes of Israel and where are they now. And again, that's not presented in some kind of racial context. That's just what this guy had to say. I thought it was really fascinating, and I think that that's something that other people needed to hear, at least to challenge us so that we can start to break our programming. And again, the phone lines are open. If you would like to call in and have your say, you can call into the local number. It's area code 512-904-8255. 8014 if you have unlimited long distance, or if you have weekend minutes on your cell phone, or if you do not, or you are calling internationally, you are welcome to call in at the toll-free number 866-841-1065. So, you know, everyone, we just need to consider why we're doing and what we're actually doing. Yes, I agree with a person in the chat room. Goes by Outlaw 57. He says, the elite have cursed and collected usury from the people of Israel, enslaving them with pagan holidays like the story of Balaam's ass. I'm not really exactly sure what that story is, but in general, I completely agree. Yes, we have been enslaved by the usury. And we have been enslaved with all of these silly little traditions that we're given. And again, you know, my purpose in giving all this information is this is why these are the traditions. This is what they're actually coming from. You know, it's not good to blindly do things. And I will relay a short little story just to illustrate this. It's not related to any kind of religion or anything like that, but it's a cute story and it illustrates it. So there was a woman, and she was making, I guess, a Sunday ham. And she was in the kitchen, and her husband walked by, and she chopped one end off the ham, and she chopped the other end off the ham and put it in the pan she was going to cook it in. And her husband asked her, honey, why did you do that? She said, well, I don't know. My mother always did it. So why did it? I said, fine. You should ask your mom why she did that. Okay. So the next time they went over to her mother's house for a Sunday dinner or whatever the occasion, she saw her mom chop the both ends off the ham before she put it in the pan. She said, I was supposed to ask you this. Mom, why do you do that? And her mom thought about it for a minute and said, I don't really know. My mom always did it. So they had to go ask Grandma. And so when they saw Grandma, they asked her, why do you chop the ends off of the ham? And she said, well, because it wouldn't fit in my damn pan. And so there you go. So we learn things from our parents. We learn things from previous generations. But the why is really not necessarily passed along. And we do need to be mindful of that, not just at holidays, not just as far as religion or faith is concerned, but and a lot of things in our lives. It's really important for us to do an investigation to find out why things are happening, why we are supposed to do certain things that we are just told, well, of course you do this. Everybody does this. You grow up, you go to college, you get a good job, you have these gigantic student loans you have to pay back, and then you get a house, and you're enslaved to the bank for the next 40 years, 30-year mortgage, and then plus however long it takes you to pay off your student loans. And then, of course, when you get married, you should buy this giant diamond ring and take your wife out of the country to an island or somewhere really fancy and fabulous and buy a bunch of furniture to fill up your brand-new house, and so you start your married life in debt. Does anybody ever think about why you're supposed to do that? Well, I mean, to me, the reason's obvious because for them, debt is good. You know, and of course, that's the nebulous day. But the more you start looking into it, the more you start reading, you start to kind of realize who some of those they are. And again, I'm just going to say for the record, it's not, you know, all Jews who are the they. It's not all the Catholics who are the they. It's not, you know, any one group, the they are a very small clique. They are the ones with a power from behind the scenes, and they don't want anybody to know who they are because, of course, just like cockroaches, they would scatter in the light. And so they fear the light of exposure more than anything. And that's what we on this broadcasting network are dedicated to doing. We are dedicated to doing some research and putting that out for you so that you can learn and so you can start making decisions in your own life for yourself and not letting those blind patterns or all of that programming make those decisions for you. Because if you don't, then you are a tool. And, you know, that's no fun. That's not really living. Doing things that we're supposed to do, keeping up with the Joneses next door, and oh, I have to have, you know, whatever brand purse it is for $500. I mean, you know, none of that stuff matters. What matters are people. What matters are being self-sufficient. And that's right, Eddie, the golden rule. That is what matters. And, you know, we do have to treat others the way we treat ourselves, but we also have to take care of ourselves at the same time. Otherwise, we can't treat each other well. I mean, if we're starving to death, well, I mean, what are you going to give to somebody else? So that's a happy medium. And that is the way to live and the way to be happy. And so I hope that everyone this weekend will be mindful of what actually is going on around them. You know, and if you still decide to hide all those little colored Easter eggs that you made with that nasty vinegar solution, just make sure you find every single one. Because I grew up in a house with five kids, and there were a year or two when we actually didn't get all of them, and well, that's really bad, really nasty. So, you know, make sure, parents, that if you choose to still do that, make sure you get them all. But I hope you've enjoyed the show today, and again, thank you for letting me into your home or your car or wherever it is that you're listening, whether it's live or on the archives. Appreciate it, and I want to remind everybody to listen to Cordy's show. That's coming up. Her name is Cordy Howell. Her show is called Cordite Country, and she talks about all kinds of things for your health and wellness, all kinds of things that you never knew. I know I never knew them, and a wealth of knowledge. She's on every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, so I guess it's 2 to 4 Central Time. I'm in the East Coast time zone, a little slow doing the calculations there, but I'd never miss it, and neither should you. She's also on Sundays at the same time, and this is Solution Saturday, so we want to give you information to empower yourself, and I love Cordy's show. I always learn so much, and then I tell everybody I know about that, and that they should listen and learn too, because I mean, hey, who knew you could eat cattails, and who knew you could eat milkweed? Well, Cordy did, and if you listened, you would know also. Somebody put in the chat room that diamonds are not rare, that it is a diamond scam. Yes, exactly, it is. And De Beers says that one diamond ring, your engagement ring, should be 3 months' salary. Well, you know, it is a scam, because there are a whole lot of clear or white diamonds in the world. It is the colored diamonds that are rare, and the really high upper echelons, they all know that, and they don't buy white diamonds. So yes, you are right. Diamond engagement ring is a total scam. I mean, honestly, is it a rock on your finger that makes you married? No, your wedding ring is only to show other people that you're married. That's it. And who cares what it looks like? I mean, you know, it must be something that you don't hate looking at, but come on, people, let's get a little perspective here. You don't need a rock to have someone show you that they love you. Their actions every day for hopefully the rest of your life show you. So that is the end of my show. Thank you again for listening, and I hope everybody loves each other and tells your family to love them. And stay tuned for Cordy, and she'll be up right next, and we'll be back next week. Same bat time.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth. No other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.